All right, folks, I'm with Juanito. We're going to make this YouTube friendly, but first, trim with Nino, folks. Trim with Nino. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill, which may never exist. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth. It's more effective at targeting belly fat, enhancing metabolism, promoting toned midsection better than most weight management products I've seen typically on store shelves. Tens and thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong, and I'm one of them, folks. Simply place your order now and get 51% off, along with many other free bonuses before they sell out. And it's the link down below, folks. Hit the link and start getting thin. Thin with Nino. Juanito. Man, I saw these articles. You sent these articles to me, and I was like, man, it looks like it's getting close. It's getting to go time. I'm gonna share the screen here, Juanito. The first one here is Putin oversees Russian military drill simulating massive retaliatory strike, nuclear strike. So a retaliatory strike. So what's going on?
Well, and I think that's an important terminology. Putin has no desire to go to war with the West or the U.S. But he's not, you know, indicating that they're, you know, initiating something. They're saying that we would do a first strike. That's how, you know, they view this. And so if we took some, you know, remember, I told your audience that Strategic Command posted on their website over 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago now, that use of tactical nukes is authorized. The specific verbiage was if a force is about to be overrun and use of conventional weapons will not deter, use of tactical nuclear weapons is authorized. Now, that was during
we're heading in this direction. I want to do we are heading in this direction.
Well, it's the Cold War 2.0. The Soviet Union's dead and gone. Somebody wants to resurrect and reinvigorate the Cold War, the very things that President Kennedy was over and trying to defuse, and all the people around him, his national security advisors, his military, they were all ready to just get in there and have it out. And he was the one that was trying to defuse it.
People that are familiar with my channel and anyone who's new here, let me just tell you, Juanito's called this years ago, you know, at least from what I know, 5 years ago. You say 7 years ago, right, Juanito? But on my channel, you've been calling this over 2 years now on ninoscorner.tv. You've been stating this is going to happen. This is going to play out this way. And I got to say, you've been over the mark. You've been over the target many, many times. I'm still waiting on that one marker, though, Juanito. You know which one that is. You know which one? The one I could really get happy about. I'm still waiting on it. But it says here, Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw military drills Wednesday, including the simulation of a nuclear strike more than 20 months since Moscow's forces invaded Ukraine. The Kremlin's announcement of this exercise, which simulated a nuclear strike in response to a nuclear attack and involved multiple practice launches and ballistic and cruise missiles, came hours after the upper house of the Russian parliament revoked the ratification of a global nuclear test ban in what Moscow has described as a move to establish parity with the United States. The bill to end ratification will now be sent to Putin for final approval. What's that, Juanito?
A parity.
Sorry.
Parity. They want to be
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, I can read pretty good, you know.
You know, funny. I gotta tell you, for anyone, years ago I was dealing with somebody that was really in a very senior position, and he kept talking about these M16s, and I'm like, what in the world is he talking about? And then I realized, oh, he's referring to MI6, British intelligence.
God.
And I'm like, I pull him aside real quick. It says, hey, it's MI6.
Oh my gosh.
If the other guys in the room, when we get in this next room, heard you say that, anything else you say will have zero credibility. And this is somebody that was pretty up there in the way things were being done. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I heard him say it so many times, but it was so much of a disconnect for me. I couldn't even imagine how he could not know this. But
This one? Putin pulls Russia out of nuclear test ban treaty. I mean, this looks like it's intensifying and going this direction really fast, Juanito.
Well, everybody practices up. And so, of course, what Putin's really doing, because you can't afford a mistake. You have seconds when something like this goes. And so they're literally going through the steps, verifying that they can move smoothly and quickly in a real emergency.
And so are you doubling?
They're also letting everybody else know that they're doing that because, they don't actually really want to reach that level. Neither should we, but there is people that want, think about what's coming with what I told you, and then understand that the only way out for these people who have gotten painted into a corner is if there's so much chaos and calamity that we can't proceed with justice being brought in all of these issues.
So they're running for their lives. They know the vice grips are closing in on them.
They're not running for their lives. There's nowhere else to run. They're out of places to run for the most part. The real issue for them is that, this is a magician's trick. If you drive a wedge into the Mideast and it's a circular firing squad, oil gets hit hard. The dollar's tied to oil. That affects the American economy. In the streets here in the States, then, and that's coming. I mean, that's the next thing. You've let them all in. You open the door.
Order out of chaos.
Walked in. So, and let me just use this as a comparison. One guy went in, a whole pile of people up there in Maine. Then it took them several days just to find the guy.
And they put everyone on lockdown.
Well, but think about this. It's all on lockdown, but every police officer in the state is tied up and police. That's one guy. What are you going to do when it's 1,000?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when it's 100,000? What are you going to do when it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands? Oh, by the way, be sure to then. By the end of the year, yeah, you still got people on there, that we shouldn't have bullets on. Wait for the police to show up, okay? How far away were the police when the guy entered? So come on, man. Let's get real.
Did you see the guy that went into the amusement park in California that was, and then he?
Oh, it was Colorado.
Colorado, and then he. Hey yo, so and then he shot. And said on the and put on the wall, "I am not a killer." To me, that states that says that was speaking to his handlers. I think that was
exactly
that he was telling the MK Ultra whatever. Hey, I'm not doing this. So we should expect a lot more of these, right? To be carried out.
Yeah, and of course, how convenient that the guy up in Maine, in fact, in the press in England. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So we are
on the precipice, Juanito. This is going in this direction, and you've said this before. Now let me clarify. This is in order for it to go a certain direction. Both we need this to happen. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
unfortunately,
it is the way things are set up, and power has to shift decisively. Out of one group's hands into the other. It can't be wishy-washy. And there's only one circumstance where it definitively passes the baton because one has those authorities and the other, doesn't have.
We'll talk about we still got to do our interview for Nino's Corner.tv. We could talk about that, right, from power is going to shift during this standoff, how this will be. Are you able to talk about that openly? I guess before, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So in fact, that's some of the meetings I'll be doing over the next few days.
You stood me up again, man. We're supposed to go on a road trip. You're going to come down here. We're going to check out.
I'm telling you,
no time for fun when we're in World War III.
Yeah, I'm so buried. No, four. We won World War III. we won World War III. The Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. Okay. Somebody's trying to get it ramped back up. You know, if anything, it's 3.2 because 3.0 is done.
All right, Juanito, let's, I'll call you, I got to hit the road, but I'll be calling you, Juanito, and we'll set up what the next day to go on ninoscorner.tv.
Yeah. And then, you know, actually, if we can't do a road trip down there, maybe you come, we'll wiggle our toes in the sand somewhere and we can do it, you know, post haste somewhere.
I don't think you've ever done a show with sandals, Juanito. Or flip flops.
No, I did take, Ohio Brett river rafting and through the whitewater and all that, and done a few things like that. And I do like, you know, I'd love to get out on the swim deck in the back of my boat and hang out back there. So that's kind of fun. And we'd use the paddle boards and all that.
So, folks, go to ninoscorner.tv. We are going to continue it there. And thejennifermack.com, thejennifermack.com. Get yourself some silver. There it is right there, folks. We're putting our energy and our life into this. So any little bit helps, honestly. Thank you. All right, Juanito, I'll give you a call when I hit the road.
All right, super bro. Talk to you later.
All right, Juan. Later.